If you're having paranormal issues, contact us at mwghosthunters.com. From the files of the Midwest Ghost Hunters.
All right, Midwest Ghost Hunters site investigation, recorder one.
Oh, Dustin, right there. Something just moved behind you.
Yes, it did.
What the f*** was that?
What happened?
Something touched my ear, man.
What's that?
This is Dark Matter with Midwest Ghost Hunters.
We're at episode 100 of our podcast from Pythian Castle. Thank you for downloading 100 of these things if you've done all that. I hope you've really only listened to 99 of them.
Yeah, it's incredible because we were out of ideas after one.
First one was terrible.
We made 99 others.
Well, we've done a bunch more than that. Even from, you know, if you count our old podcast.
Did you ever think we would ever catch all the stuff on the podcast that we've caught?
No. And we can even back up further than that. We did our podcast before from a radio station. It was good to have those facilities, you know, to do that in. And in the process of doing that, having those large speakers in that room allowed us to hear some EVPs that we'd never heard before. But whenever we decided to do this, you know, elsewhere, like on our own, we had to start from scratch. And John, you know, I was talking to him and we were like, you know, where are we going to do it from? We talked about, you know, the Carnegie Library. I was like, well, hell, they're not even open on Sunday. They would have to have staff come open it. And so we were trying to figure out where we were going to do a podcast from. Our idea was to do it from a haunted location. Now, Pythian Castle is, of course, the first thing you're going to think of when you think of haunted locations that are convenient to us who live here in the Southwest Missouri area. However, in my mind, I didn't think in a million years that they would let us just do that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. I just didn't, you know, it was one of those self-defeating things where you think, well, they won't let us, so we're not even going to bother. But John, it was John's idea. He's like, what about Pythian Castle? I was like, well, I can try. So I emailed Pythian Castle and said, hey, we do a weekly podcast. We were wondering if we could, you know, borrow a room in the Pythian Castle just to do our podcast from. We'll set it up. We'll clean it up. We'll get out and you'll never know we were there. And they said, sure.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Tamara, Tamara, let us in.
What the hell? So anyway, that's how we ended up here. It was that easy. It really was that easy. So sometimes I guess you never know till you ask. So anyway, that's how we landed here. And they've been very accommodating to our schedules. And, you know, we've tried to, you know, extend the same courtesy to them when they have events here. We'll rearrange, you know, as needed. But it's been a very good partnership because we have a place to do this every week. We have stuff that happens as we do the podcast pretty much every week.
Yeah, almost every week we'll come back with EVPs.
And I know if you listen to this podcast, you may picture us sitting in a dark, dungeony room at night. No, it's broad daylight.
It's really nice in here.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a very nice room, broad daylight, windows on every wall almost. You know,
there's like candle sconces everywhere.
Yeah, you know, the sun's pouring in, but that being said, we still hear stuff all the time. 50% of it, maybe a little more, we can explain as, you know, throat sounds, the dog, something outside, various stuff like that. But there's a bunch of them that cannot be explained. We're not the type who will just take any sound as 100% paranormal evidence. We thought this being the 100th episode from Pythian Castle would play a few of the EVPs that we've collected here. Now, when we say that, we have investigated here and we did catch a bunch, but we also catch EVPs on our microphones.
We should not do that.
It
should not do that.
We never in a million years thought that would happen. First of all, we never in a million years, I didn't even get to that part in my thought process whenever we decided we were going to do it here, of thinking, you know, there'll be activity happening while we do it. I really didn't think of that.
We're not trying. I mean, we're not trying to catch stuff.
No,
we're just doing
our... That should be our... Like that's our tagline.
That's our motto.
Midwest Ghost Hunters.
We're not trying.
We're not trying.
One of my favorite ones from here was when Tyler was talking about something, and we had so much activity on this day that everything you would do... I mean,
there was a male voice that kept popping
in. Yeah, it would just jump in, and Tyler stops.
Yeah, he's trying to mansplain me. Yeah.
Tyler gets angry at the guy midway through. He's like, let me finish.
Jesus Christ, let me tell my story.
Yeah. That was the best ever.
Because, yeah, this voice kept popping in throughout. And that
he's got some anger issues. He was going to throw some hands.
He's going to fight the ghost.
I went home and I sent a note to Chris. I said, Tyler is the only paranormal investigator in the world that gets angry at a ghost.
Tells the voices to knock it off.
Well, you shut the fuck up for a minute.
But Pythian Castle has a lot of activity. A lot of activity. Like I said, like I just said, we're here during broad daylight, and we hear voices here all the time. We've gotten a little used to it. You know, some of them we've given, you know, names. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just heard that too. But we hear stuff here.
We caught stuff last week we were here.
Yeah.
It's almost every time.
And there's no real rhyme.
That's why
reason.
Making a best of is almost impossible.
I know.
We're going to leave shit out that's good.
I sent Chris a note last week. I said, hey, here's the best three that I think of this week. I said, there's a whole bunch of other stuff in there, but it's the usual cast of characters.
Yeah. I mean, we got the old man that we hear. There's one here that I don't remember us ever capturing before or since.
You got old men. You have giant monster crows. You have the guy walking around just snapping and pointing at each other. You got
the stairs. The stairs when there's a whole bunch of them coming down
there. Do you have the stairs one?
I believe so, yeah. I believe I do.
I want to hear that again.
Are you talking about the one you heard?
Yeah, when I got up and went to the stairs and it sounded like a herd of buffalo.
I believe it's in here. I saw a couple named Stairs. I'll pull those up here in a minute. I think that may have been one of the only times when you heard the... Was that during a podcast? Mm-hmm. I think that may have been one of the only times we stopped the podcast.
Right? Yeah, we stopped.
Tyler was the lead guy in there to hear it. And he says, I'm going to go check it out. So he goes in there and he hears it actually as it's happening.
I know.
He went over there and said, who the fuck is this in here?
Get the hell out of here.
We're trying to podcast. Let me finish.
That was the best line ever. So we've got a bunch of EVPs we can play here for episode 100. Some of these, I mean, there's so many. There's so many. As I look through them, I mean, we've sat here and listened to a few before we started that we can definitely play. But some of these, I mean, we're just going to have to do them on the fly and just see because there's so, I'm telling you, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Oh, my God.
What happened? Marvin touches cold nose to your leg?
Yes.
He does that.
Marvin is the castle dog.
He's done mowing already.
So this is the one I was talking about a minute ago when I say we caught it here. I don't remember catching it before or since, but it was some singing audio. And I don't remember ever before or since capturing singing audio here at Pythian Castle. So maybe when I play this, John can tell us when we caught this. I don't know if this was during like a podcast or if it was maybe when you were helping Melissa close or if it was during our investigation. I can't tell. But I'm going to go ahead and play it here because this one is very, very creepy.
That was during the live investigation. That was during the investigation we did because you can hear Melissa and I chatting and
I mean,
it was singing.
The humming is really...
And then we later on would catch that when we, after we started talking about the humming, we heard that there was a period of time we went through for like 6 months where the humming was almost nonstop. Mm-hmm. Melissa talked about that they'd heard the humming as well, but I haven't heard that in a year or
I guess
more.
I forgot about that because we haven't heard that, you know, since.
Right, yeah. It just kind of went away. There was like a 6 month period of time.
So, yeah. Yeah, that one's the visual imagery I get with that one's pretty fucking creepy. This is another one I had marked to play on this episode. Let's see what we got on this one.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
What was that? So that was during the podcast. So we've got different styles of EVPs here. We got ones we caught during like, you know, when John was just here helping close. We got ones when we did investigation. Then we got some ones we captured during the podcast.
We also, we haven't done this in a while either, but used to when we would come in, we would set up recorders to roll in the castle while we were podcasting, but we kind of stopped doing that because there's just so much we caught on the podcast that it was irrelevant almost.
Yeah, and there's so many here, it's almost overwhelming to look through them. But I'm just gonna roll through here and just play a few of these things that we've captured here. I believe this one is also from a podcast. Let's see what we got here.
It is.
That's a thing.
Yes. No, I know.
Like back in like the old times, like medieval times throughout like... What was that?
Did you just hear that?
So that was, I heard that was a voice behind Dustin. We got a million of them like that. There's one we got that was just a fucking home run. The Charlie Chaplin.
We had done a investigation here at the castle, and we busted up into different groups. The crew that was upstairs in the theater area had gone in. They discovered that there was a bunch of things that were strode across the room when they came back in. So we were getting a lot of different activity in the theater area that night. So we were then later on the podcast, we came back in and we're talking about the theater area up there. And I think it was Chris or maybe Melissa or somebody chimed in that Charlie Chaplin had performed here at Pythian Castle years ago. And then you get that unknown voice that says, I knew him.
And it's so clear. It's not a whisper.
Right.
It's not raspy.
Usually, usually what you get is an EVP is something like, yeah.
Yeah.
Something, you'll usually get something like that.
It's usually very
this
ambiguous.
Is not, this is very spoken. And it's also in the same voice that we, and it's a young guy. I'm going to put him probably in his 20s, who is very, a very well-spoken guy. And that's the guy that we thought was kind of Mr. Boots, because this voice actually showed up multiple times here at the castle.
I was hoping that you're given the background on it would give me time to find it, but I haven't yet. I know it's in here. You should see what this folder is so full of EVPs that we've captured, you know, while we're here and during our investigation. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's just overwhelming to look through it. I'm just going to go through it. I'm just going to play one. Let's see what we got on this one.
Lemon? He took the car keys.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go ahead and go to that spot.
Maybe it left.
All right, here we go.
That was a whisper at the end there. I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit here. A whisper at the end of that one. So another thing we talked about last week on our last episode was some of the pictures that have been taken here at Pythian Castle. And a lot of times people will do a tour. And, you know, part of the touring process is you take pictures while you're on the tour to see if anything shows up. A lot of people are looking for orbs. We don't really do orbs. I say we don't really do orbs, meaning we don't do them at all. They're too, they can be explained by a million different things. We look more for the kind that captures some kind of figure or something in the picture. And a lot of people have captured those here at Pythian Castle. Some are clearer than others. There was a group that came through and did an overnight investigation. They captured this picture of this black blob standing in the middle of the room. So that is a really good picture. I'll put that one on the website. I'm going to put all these on the website because I do have the pictures in a folder. There's another picture of the one Ty talked about last week, the mummy looking thing that was in the conference area that they gather everyone in the stage area. That's a really good one. There's a bunch. There's a whole bunch of these pictures that were taken. A lot of them that are sent to us can be explained away as something else, like a shadow or, you know, various lighting anomalies. But some of them can't be. And we'll put those up on the website at mwghosthunters.com. We got so many EVPs here, but we will keep looking for the one that we're talking about. We will find it. If not today, then by next week, I can guarantee I'll go through all these one by one. I know they're all in there. It's just what we named it at the time may not, you know, mirror exactly what we're remembering. But we have plenty of others here that we can play, EVPs we caught here at Pythian Castle. Here's one that we were talking about earlier when Tyler heard the footsteps coming down the stairs. Let me go ahead and pull that one up.
Hey. Huh? There's your footsteps coming down the stairs.
So that was some pretty loud audio there. There's another one attached to that, but we'll play it.
Yeah, I came to get my phone and stop the recording.
We caught a shadow up there before.
Ooh.
I think that was HVAC.
So what we're hearing there is just some vocals behind. That's just kind of the typical EVP we get here. Now, this one is very atypical. This is the one that we referred to, that John referred to as the creature. Let me go ahead and play this one, then we can point it out.
Aggressive. We're following people.
Yes.
In our, what was that?
I call that.
And Dustin grabs his mic
like
right
sling
away.
Sling blade.
That's like someone straining on the toilet.
You want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aggressive. We're following people.
Yes.
Yeah. In our, what was that? What the hell would that have been?
You know what I want more than anything?
What?
Just that sound. So I can use it as my like text notification. Every time I get a text, I'm bleep.
I've got to play it again. I want to hear it one more time.
Aggressive. We're following people.
Yes.
Yeah. In our. What the hell would that be?
I don't know. It's none of us. That's for damn sure.
One more time.
Yeah.
In our. I don't know what that would be.
That's so bizarre.
I don't know.
That's one of us.
It's really funny.
So on this one you sent me, John, that Was it the? Is it the ghost talking about Tyler again? Is that?
I don't know, because remember when we had the
I know what you're saying.
Tyler, and then there, and then it came back in and says, "Where's Bobby?" Remember that?
Yes, I do, because that was when they first started coming, or maybe when Bobby first started coming.
Yeah, it was like the first time that Tyler and Bobby came, and then he says, Tyler. And then it came back in and says, "Where's Bobby?" Or "How's Bobby?" It was something like that.
I remember. I don't know which one this is, but if it's either one of those, but I'm going to pull it up here and play it.
Turn his headphone up a little bit.
I think they're up as far as it'll go.
That was the one. One of the ones that said Tyler's name.
And some of them got really good.
Tyler.
Yeah, there's more. It was when he and Bobby first started coming. There's more of those. It's like impossible to go through all these just on the fly. Instead of dwelling upon one EVP that I know we'll eventually find, we should just go ahead and move forward.
Foresaw this problem. We were like best of Pythian. I was like, well, how do you even?
Well, you would have to set aside. You would have set aside an entire week to go through every folder and label them, pull them out.
Because I'm thinking of a couple weird demon sounds we caught there at the very beginning of this Pythian experience.
Well, and
the other room that. I remember being really good.
This is, and the other one I was looking for was the audio from the time I just looked up and saw two people standing outside that window, and it just scared the shit out of me. You see those people right there?
Oh, God.
Who? I don't know. What are they doing out there? Are they taking pictures? I think they're taking pictures.
Because we're on the second story. We're on the second floor.
Yeah.
That's not ground level. I thought you meant somebody like peeking in the window.
Oh, no. There's just people right there.
Oh. Come stand.
They're taking pictures, I think. Are you going to stand there? And then when they look away and look back, duck down. It'll be the men in the window. So we got some people outside taking pictures.
Two ogres caught staring out of Pythian Castle.
Okay. I don't remember what I was saying just now, but you would have to set aside an entire week to go through every folder of, I mean, because we're here every week, and every podcast we've got all these different audio pieces. But what I was looking for was the audio from the only time I have ever felt touched was here at Pythian Castle, and it's only happened once. He's ducking out of the way. Now they're looking back. Where did he go?
Now slowly rise back up from the. Slowly go back up.
There's people outside the window. They're like gazing at the window.
Yeah, slowly rise back up and then point.
I'll probably get these pictures landed in our email. That would be so funny. You see Tyler standing in the window. So the people that were outside the window appear to be gone. I think Tyler gave them enough of a paranormal show. They were out there taking pictures.
Of the castle?
Of something. They were standing around out there taking pictures. I tell you what we should do, and this is what we will do. On the website, I'm going to make an entire page dedicated to these, and I'm just going to load them up there. I'm going to go through them all. That way, while I'll have gone through them all, I'm going to pull out the ones, and I'm going to put those up there. MWGhostHunters.com. We're going to make a Pythian its own page of EVPs and pictures and different things.
Because I know you're looking for one specific one, but I'm thinking of a completely different one that was really good that I haven't heard yet either, and it's who knows where it is.
I've already got this page started, and I've got several pictures that we took and videos that we've taken here up there. So what I'll do is I'll just go through all those folders one by one. I'll pull the audio out, I'll load them up, and I'll put them on there, because I've got the page started here at mwghostcenters.com. You see at the top it says Ghosts of Pythian. That's where I've kind of started loading pictures, but I need to start getting the audio EVPs up there too. Now this is the one we've talked about before. Let's see if this is the one where it sounds like a bird sound. Let's see what this is.
And with a spirit box or Frank's box.
What was that?
I had to go ahead and get that in there. Let me play it again.
And with a spirit box or Frank's box.
What was that?
So that's that squawking bird sound that we heard. Could have been a bird outside, I guess. I mean, that was one of the things we talked about on that podcast. We played it on. I have never heard a bird in here before. Okay, let's go ahead and play. So these are from last week during our podcast here at Pythian. Let's see what's on these.
There was just nothing I could do.
Sometimes it's worst invest. What was that?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. So this was me and you and Hunter. There was an extra voice there. Let's do that.
Right.
You just couldn't hear. I don't hear that. Let's do it again.
Bad.
You just couldn't hear. Okay. Something in the back there.
The one that talks over Tyler is phenomenal.
Talks, but Tyler wasn't here.
Or talks over Hunter. I said talked over Tyler.
Okay, let's see. It's got to be this one. Wasn't bad. Right. You just couldn't hear any
of it. Well, it's because we were using brand new equipment we'd never used before. Did you just hear that?
I did just hear that.
Okay. Did it sound like, ooh.
That was a.
Oh, I heard something
like that.
So there were two on that one. But what's funny to me is we're playing an EVP captured during the podcast. We're in that segment of the podcast. We were talking about how shitty episode one was.
We've come full circle.
Yes. Listen, it wasn't bad. Right. You just couldn't hear any
of it. Well, it's because we were using brand new equipment we'd never used before. Did you just hear that?
I did just hear that.
Okay. It sounded like, ooh.
That was a,
oh, I heard something
different. Like that.
So we're talking about episode one. So we're going through the typical, it sucked, but it wasn't our fault because episode one was terrible.
This one's our fault.
Episode 100's not our best. But, I mean, hopefully there's some consumable content on here. Let's see what this one is.
Oh, my God. I didn't have anything hooked up right. Because
okay, there was a voice in the background of that one, too. There's just, there's so many EVPs we've got here. It's impossible to go through the folder and yank them out and say, here's the best of. We should have a folder that says best of, but we don't. So we'll put them all up on the website. That's going to be the easiest thing. Just go through every folder.
That'll be a good idea. For episode 200, we'll do a best of Pythian. All in a folder, and we can just click on down.
Well, we are going to put them on the website. That was the original intent with that page. It just hadn't happened yet. So we will do that. I got sidetracked here. I was looking through, and this is totally off track. Connecticut's paranormal convention is happening this summer. I'm trying to see what exactly it is. It's Paracon. Okay, so it's a paranormal convention happening in Connecticut in July. They got a psychic fair fest, Dustin. Psychic summer psychic fair fest in Connecticut near Salem. If you want to go to that, might as well.
Got a news article for
what you.
Got? It's a good one. Man calls Washington Sheriff's Office to inquire about the legality of hunting Bigfoot.
I think it's legal.
Oh, wait,
is it? Is he on the endangered species list?
If Bigfoot's not endangered, then what are we doing here?
I don't know.
He's got to be. Bigfoot's not on the end. Are you really Googling this?
Yeah.
He's not on the endangered
species. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You have to be real to get on that list.
You have to actually exist first.
Bigfoot is considered an endangered species.
You're full of shit. He actually had an encounter in the woods. He was a hunter. And after the encounter, he called the local sheriff and said, next time I see that fucker, I'm shooting him.
You're going to love this one. Deer hunting is active now in Oregon. This is from October.
This is in Oregon. This is where this has happened.
Okay, here's the message. This is on a forum. Deer hunting is active now in Oregon, and Sasquatch has no protection by state laws. Shame on U.S. Department of Interior.
Is this a message from somebody?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can hunt deer in Oregon now, and they're afraid they're going to go out there and accidentally kill Bigfoot.
Wow.
Well, hell, it goes from one to the next. I see another one here that says Bigfoot is a protected species. You can't kill him. Can't even get a damn video of him. How are you going to kill him?
That's pretty wild.
What else you going
to... How else are you going to prove he exists, right?
We do have investigations. You know, we have inquiries.
Are there any that are crazy?
Well, you never know. I mean, hell, you can't base it off of the claims. You never know. I don't know. We're going to have to look through it, and we're going to start picking out some because we need to do another one here pretty soon. The last one we did was the nursing home. Can't say where it was. I mean, we got some, you know, we got some EVPs there, but I know, we got to go to Ashley's place, too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I mean, that's months old. What we're laughing about is by the time this airs, John will have cleaned it up. And it may even sound presentable.
Yeah. Yeah. He does magical work with it. But this one's a tall order.
But the shit you scrape off your shoe that happened leading up to that clean edit that you're going to hear on the actual podcast is an absolute fucking mess. Because part of the problem is we do better on the podcast when we don't pigeonhole ourselves into today. We're going to be talking about this.
Well, or if we are going to do that, we're ready to do that. that's really the main deal.
That's a great point. I was trying to tap dance around that one.
It's okay if you say, hey, we're going to talk and play some of our best EVPs, but we need to have them. that's really the key.
That's the key for
sure. We played like three and they're not even our greatest.
Well, the good ones we can't find. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah, it's hard.
They're in here.
You're right, for the record. It's like saying, I'm going to invite some friends over and watch this movie. Where the fuck is that movie?
Wait till everybody sat down with their popcorn.
It's like, it's okay to plan to have a barbecue. You just need to make sure you got the food.
We didn't have any food.
Any other analogies we can think of?
We had like one big grab of Ruffles. That's all we brought today.
For about 30 people.
Yeah.
That we couldn't find.
It happens. Unfortunately, it happened on episode 100. We've been talking about it for weeks.
I know. I sent it over to him. I said, "Hey, let's do this. Let's recap this and let's run the best ofs here.
Let's have a big extravaganza."
I honestly thought he had a folder.
I mean, hell,
of
we
all
got
of the best ofs.
No, I don't. We had the fucking paparazzi out there. Even
is it not weird that the Midwest Ghost Hunters were over here making people that were taking pictures of the castle think that they were seeing ghosts?
So, and they were looking at the window.
And is it even worse that that was the peak of the episode?
These two people were outside looking at through the window, but from like 300 feet away.
Yeah.
And anytime they'd look away, I'd stand up in the window, and then they'd stare at me and take a few pictures. They'd turn around and walk a little bit, and then I'd duck down.
Now I'm just waiting for those pictures to land in our inbox.
If you see a bald man wearing a red shirt in a window of Pythian, it's me.
All joking aside, we have so many good EVPs from Pythian. It would really be a good exercise to go through and start yanking them out.
It would be.
And start putting those on the website. I've got the page already built. At mwghostcenters.com. It says Ghosts of Pythian right there. I've got a few pictures up there. Wait. And the intention was to start putting the EVPs up there, too. Too bad that wasn't already done before we did this episode.
There's a new cryptid that was just spotted.
What do you mean? Here?
Yes.
At Pythian.
Taylor's got his keys.
At Pythian. The hairless phantom. He showed up in a window. It's famous. It's trending right now on Twitter.
Some new footage of Bigfoot walking out to a silver S10.
Hey, maybe during this episode some phenomenal EVPs popped in.
God, I hope so.
There's fucking nothing.
I don't even think we had any EVPs.
Even the ghosts are like, geez.
Jesus Christ.
This is terrible.
No, they're like, that one guy told me to shut up once. I'm not saying anything anymore.
Well, we can cross our fingers for episode 101.
It'll be better.
It'll be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be the best one.
Will it?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of times we don't know what we're going to talk about till we get in here. This one time, we've known for weeks what we were going to do.
And again, I think that's fine as long as you have the material for it.
We've got the material. We just didn't have the... It's kind of like on, remember Seinfeld? It's like you took the reservation. You just didn't hold it. So
I don't think you do.
And that's really the important part.
So
The holding.
For us, the important part was the prep, and we didn't really get that ready. But we apologize for that. We will find that Charlie Chaplin. I will find it today. It's in here. And we will get that put up. That's going to be the first one. That's going to be the first EVP I put up on the Ghost of Pythian page at mwghosthunters.com. It's going to be that one. So we'll find that. And man, you want to just get let's get hyped up for episode 101.
More dark matter next week from Pythian Castle in Springfield, Missouri, with Midwest Ghost Hunters, and hopefully we'll be ready for that one.